The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237. We're live. We're ready to start a brand new week. First full week of September, isn't it? I can't remember. I think it is. What was? No, I guess we did. Well, last week was the first full one. 31st was a Sunday, and we're into it. So a second full week of September. How about that?
Well, it's the first full week, Scott, because if you go Sunday to Saturday, this is the first Sunday to Saturday where it's all in September.
Exactly.
So I guess it depends on where you draw the beginning of the week. Is the beginning of the week Sunday or Monday?
Well, I wanted some way to differentiate this week from last, and I think we've just found it. This is the first full week in September.
It could be the first
week of... It's also a little dysfunctional
weather-wise. Yeah, I was going to say, it could be the first week of snow this summer, so... I never wanted to be able to say that.
Don't say that!
Snow
and
summer.
Are you serious? You aren't serious, are you?
Later this week, it's in the forecast. A little bit. I mean, it's not like we're going to need the snowblower this week, but it is in the forecast, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, the other thing that differentiates this week is it is a little dysfunctional because we have beautiful day today, and then tomorrow starts to cool off, so a little odd. Anyway, we are in Watford City, North Dakota today, and we're at S&S Motors. S&S Motors, one of our new sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. Appreciate them very much. They have hooked me up with a beautiful Ford F-150. And if you're in the market for a used truck, and I love buying used trucks because, you know, you buy a new truck, and the minute you drive it off the lot, you know, it tends to, you know, you take a little bit of a hit. I've bought new trucks. I've bought used. I like both ways. Yeah. Well, you know, it is. But you own a new truck, right? It's 0 miles, and you know what you got. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing buying a new truck, and a lot of people do. And that's one of the reasons they have a lot of great used ones at S&S Motors. So anyway, whatever you're looking for, they have it on. The only thing I'll tell you, if it's on the lot, it's gone like in about a second later. So check out their website, S&S Motors, to find out more. Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, our host. We thank him today for the program. On the show today, we have Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Speaking of our sponsors, of course, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, a regular sponsor of What's on Your Mind. And we really appreciate all the good things they do with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You can find out more about them at ndoilcan.com, northdakotaoilcan.com. Check out their website. We're talking about $30 billion in economic impact. We're talking about 60,000 jobs. And open a newspaper, watch the evening news. We see what's happening internationally right now. The crisis, it's national security. So we can be a lot choosier about that, too. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check that out, and you'll enjoy it. We're also going to meet a small-town pharmacist on the program today. So Ron will be here next hour. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron was part of something we told you about briefly last week on the program, and that was a House leadership tour of oil country. So an enormous amount of projects that are happening. So it'll be interesting to get Ron's take on, again, what's happening, a snapshot of today, this week, in the oil patch, and then also a little bit about that legislative tour and the legislative... of the legislative session, which is just right around the corner. So we'll talk with Ron about that. And then we're going to meet the folks from Larson Drug here in Watford City. And we have two guests actually joining us on the program today. The mom, the owner, Debbie Larson, is going to join us. And she owns Larson Service Drug in downtown Watford City and also in Newtown. And we're going to talk about something that will be on the ballot this November, a question of the laws in North Dakota related to who can own a pharmacy, who can own and operate a pharmacy. And we'll talk about that from the day of a small-town drugstore owner. And actually, her daughter is going to join us as well. Her daughter, Jenna, is a recent grad of NDSU, and she's a pharmacist down in Texas. So we'll get a younger and an older generation perspective on that, on the question of whether or not, basically, the ownership law should change, which would allow the big-box stores, your Walgreens and your Rite Aid, I guess, is another big national chain. Walmarts here do not have pharmacies in them. They do other places. Should they be allowed to do that? We're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. So, anyway, looking forward to the conversation today on the program. Here's how you join us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One question I want to talk about is a story that was in the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead. on Sunday, yesterday's paper. And I would assume other newspapers do this too. I don't know. Todd, does the Bismarck Tribune ever run stories with the most expensive homes in Bismarck, Mandan? And maybe
I don't remember seeing that. I guess I can't say they never have, but it's certainly not one of those regular things. But.
Well, this is a fairly regular thing in the Fargo Forum paper. I remember the first time, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and now it seems like it's an annual deal. Here's the headline. Fargo-Moorhead area is home to $42 million houses. And on the front page is the big color photo of the home that belongs to Paul and Jill Von Ebers. Paul Von Ebers, you may remember, was recently, up until recently, president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, no longer employed in that position. But his home's on the front page of the paper, as is another home owned by Patrick and Brendan Nistler, whose kids have gone to school with our kids, and so I know the Nistlers. And I cringe a little bit for the people that own these homes. Because, you know, I think, I don't know. I don't know what the motivation of the newspaper is. I suppose it's to sell newspapers. And this is kind of a lifestyles of the rich and famous kind of angle, right, which has been around forever. A reality show, way before there were reality shows. And I guess we're always a little interested in somebody that's building a little bigger house down the street, down the road, and we want to know. Anyway, they chronicle in this story all these million-dollar homes, or the top 10, I guess, million-dollar homes, because there are 42. Of them, and they list all I guess it's 41. There's one in Moorhead, so there's 42 homes involved here, and there's pictures of 10 or 11 of them, and listings of all these others. Who owns them? What the address is, and how much the home is worth. And this dovetails on a conversation that I had recently with my wife, and we were back in my adopted hometown, her real hometown of Grand Forks, and we were in her old neighborhood, which is Columbia Court, right near the University of North Dakota. And a very, you know, I guess at the time that the development happened, probably an upper middle class home area. Now it would be, I think, fairly middle class to maybe a little lower middle class. And, you know, she was recalling stories of families that she grew up near that had 6, 7, 8 kids, and they raised a family in a Rambler with 1,000 square feet. And sometimes they had a garage, sometimes they didn't. And if you had a garage, it was very often detached. And then, and this story talks about this. It quotes a builder who's now building these million-dollar homes. The fellow's name is Clay Dietrich. When he started out in the business, mid-70s, a fancy house, a big deal, was a 1,400-square-foot Rambler. You know, two-stall garage, and you really were living large. And boy, if you really add on the extras, you get a three-quarter bath off the master bedroom. And that'd run you about $85,000. Here's a question I have. And first of all, I think we ought to celebrate success, right? So I don't think these people should apologize for living in the home they do. They're successful. They've worked hard for their money or got it in whatever way they got it. God bless them. And I think it's fantastic. So I don't see this as a negative at all. I see this as people successful choosing to spend their money on a nice home, and that's great. And I sort of don't get why these stories are so popular. I don't know if it's envy or if it's a gawker kind of thing where you're looking at a big house that goes up.
A carrot to dangle in front of somebody?
Yeah, maybe a little. That could be. Some people I've talked to have said this is going too far. Newspapers shouldn't do this. This is like creeping into the privacy of these families. They're listing the addresses. You know, it's really rude. It's not a nice thing. And others have said, oh, they just don't like people who have money. You know, they're targeting success. I don't know. I'm just kind of curious. Is this a subject of great curiosity to you wherever you live? Are you curious about somebody that has the best house in town or the biggest house in town? I think there's also a bigger question here, and we're not going to solve this today, but I want the help of our audience because you're the best on the face of the earth. What does it say about us as a society that our homes keep getting bigger? And by the way, guilty as charged. I'm not trying to look down my nose. We have for a family of 4 and 5 dogs, more house than we need. Okay? Our house would be in the 2,000 square foot level on the first two floors. In a finished basement, not 5,000 like some of these, but you know, I never thought growing up I'd live in a $400,000 house, and I do, all right, and I do because my wife and I worked and now own a business, and it was easier when we worked for somebody building a house like we did, which at the time we built it was in 2001 and 2, built it for I think around $285,000, and now the whole home just keeps gaining in value, and you know it's. You know, I'm just giving you full disclosure because I'm not trying to look down my nose at anybody that lives in a house that's $1 million bucks or is 5,000 square feet. I'm asking all of us to just think about a time how our parents lived. And I think they did okay, right? I remember when I was growing up in Montevideo, my folks looked at a house across from the high school. It was $34,000, and my dad just said, we can't afford it. And we bought one for like $26,000 or something. And I thought I lived in a palace, right? Well, that was a split level and, you know, very modest. I don't know. Is this a good thing? I'm asking. I want to know. Our parents and grandparents didn't need this much space to raise a family. Evidently, we do today. Maybe it's just a sign of the times. Maybe it's a sign of the times, and it's a good thing, and we ought to celebrate it. That could be okay, too. Or is it? Are we getting just this all crash and burn at some point? Where we really have way more stuff than we really truly need. I honestly am mixed on all of those questions and hopeful that you'll have some answers. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. We want to know.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Mean we have some lines open. When you hear crickets, it's a good time to call. 800-228-0550. That's my favorite cricket right there. See, I love that cricket. Yeah, exactly. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, or 800-228-0550. You can also weigh in as well at by email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's some of the comments on our Facebook page. If more folks had, oh, okay, somebody else's comment. Whenever somebody comments about somebody else's comment, it's always hard to follow. But let me start with Tony. Tony says, that house is insane. Someday, someday. Leon says, if more folks had Tony's perspective, the Borum would have a much smaller demographic to peddle this envy warfare smut to. Kenny says, we're doing a remodeled tour next weekend. We were a bit disappointed at the neighbors that stopped talking to us because we expanded. I'd be happy if one of our neighbors expanded. Not jealous, sign of the times. Todd says, so really, what is the point of the story? Other than to mention the assessed value of a home was $1.9 million, and their asking price was over $3.2 million, at a time when Cass County, City of Fargo, and the Fargo School District are all raising property taxes. Makes one wonder why these homes are assessed a bit closer to value. Sherry says, I think if you went back to 100 or 120 years ago, you'd see newspaper articles, probably in the society section, about the homes of the local rich and famous. Same still applies. If you ever look at those local glossies, I wouldn't call it envy warfare, but it does contain a threat of American striving, along with the old notion of how our betters are supposed to show us how we should live. Hardly any privacy invasion here, and based on public records. But why would the local wealthies... Why would the local wealthy always build such visually unappealing homes? Puzzles me. I thought they were pretty beautiful, actually. I thought they were pretty nice. But some different perspectives there, which I appreciate very much on this particular story. Dave in Bismarck, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's your take on this story, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you, it must be a slow news day for these liberal newspapers around the state and around the country. You just about say that every newspaper now is so slanted to the left that it's not even worth reading anymore. But, I mean, really, who cares? And secondly, the people that own these houses, now that every break-in artist in the state, and who knows from where else, knows these houses exist and where they may be at, I would be investing in very sophisticated burglar alarms now, or maybe even suing the paper for this breach of their own personal and private security, for God's sakes.
Yeah, others have suggested the privacy invasion thing. I mean, I don't think there's anything legal there, right? Because this is a public record of who owns a home, what the address is, I don't know that there'd be any liability in that regard, but I mean,
wait a minute, talk to the Google folks, though, because Google Earth has put on plenty of people's private property onto Google Earth. They've come back and said, hey, pull it off, and they with a threat of a lawsuit, and they've had to do that. So
interesting.
There is a question of whether you could put my house into your publication from which you profit. There is some question about that.
I tell you what, if I were in their position, I would feel like my privacy has been violated. I would feel violated. I would be embarrassed by it all. I mean, so I'm not excusing it. I just don't know if any legal grounds would be there. But maybe, Todd, maybe what you're talking about is real. Do you think, Dave, that this is the case? You're critical of the newspapers in this case. Do you think it's the haves and the have-nots, that they're trying to create a little class warfare here? What's the motive of the paper?
Absolutely. There was no other point to it except to, publicize how well some people live compared to, the mainstay middle class or lower class, citizens of North Dakota. But, everybody should be just content with what they have. If they're not happy with what they have, they just strive to do better. I mean, everybody has the opportunity to do better in this country. So, but that's not the liberal mindset. And, instead of doing something like this, why don't they report on real news like what's going on in Iraq and ISIS and why this country is not acting in the way it should. But you'll never hear the real news, so.
Interesting, Dave. Appreciate your perspective. Thanks for sharing. 800-228-0550. Interestingly enough, and I think this is just a sign of the changing news times. I don't have the Bismarck Tribune from Sunday in front of me, but I'm holding the Fargo Forum. So top of the fold, three quarters is two giant pictures of these homes. The other story is one about morale in the Fargo Police Department. There's nothing on the front page about anything on the national side. Up top, it's talking about ESPN Game Day returning to Fargo on Saturday, which, by the way, is going Woo-hoo! To be fantastic. I mean, you can't even make it up that ESPN College Game Day, the pinnacle of college football coverage, is going to be in North Dakota for a second year in a row. That's just phenomenal. And we'll be there, too. We'll be there, too, by the way. and having lots of fun. So looking forward to sharing part of that story with you. Anyway, to his point, if I own the newspaper, and I know the family that does, I worked for them for years, they're a wonderful family, it's a well-run organization, I believe they want to sell newspapers. And I think this probably sells newspapers. I bet they sell more single copies of this because people want to check it out. I bet. I don't know, and I'll ask.
What's the old phrase, God? Don't shoot the messenger.
Well, there's a certain extent there because, if we're buying it, right, then maybe that's the deal. Brian in Fargo, what's your take? You're up on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott. Hey, in regards to that form thing, it bothers me a little bit that the form carries it. I know a couple of those families just like you do. There's a lot of really good people in there, and they contribute an awful lot to this community, and they're humble people, and I don't care if they live in big, beautiful homes. They're great people. I recall a quote. It was in the book that I've mentioned to you before from Father Robert Chirico, Defending the Free Economy. He quotes Mother Teresa in there when, I can't remember exactly, but it says something like, we have no right to judge the rich. For our part, what we should desire is not a class struggle, but a class encounter, where the rich save the poor and the poor save the rich. I think that's how it goes. So that's my comment. Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate the call very much. Interestingly, there's a story about the Great Plains Food Bank.
Your call has ended.
Well, I'm glad it has. Thank you. Nice talking to you. I don't know who that lady is. Where does she come from anyway, Todd? The story says 60% of North Dakota is struggling to buy food. That was actually the headline on the story from the Saint Anything blog. And this is a study by the Great Plains Food Bank that was released on Thursday that says an increasing number of North Dakotans are making tough choices about whether to spend money on food or on other necessities, according to the study. Some people suggested that that's why this was on the paper Sunday. So a story Thursday about people having to make choices, 60% struggling to buy food, and then, the haves and the have-nots deal. I don't know whether that's accurate or not. I do say this about the study. There's something more I need to know about that, because quite honestly, nobody in North Dakota should be struggling for food unless there's some underlying reason that we don't know about, but certainly not for lack of opportunity. Eric and Bismarck, your take quickly on this story. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling in about the housing thing. There were some laws written down thousands of years ago by God that were called the Ten Commandments, and one of them was thou shalt not covet. And I think people have a large problem with coveting.
Sure. And Eric, hang on. We'll finish your thought on the other side of the break. We're up against the clock here. Eric and Bismarck. The envy thing, right? I hear what you're saying. That kind of goes to the question of who's to blame. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the Bakken these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You ought to do the same. For one, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City. 1204 4th Avenue Northeast. If you want to stop and see their selection, or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Sanford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron Ness from the Petroleum Council will be here next hour to answer any and all questions you might have. Great resource. In fact, any national media folks want to know what's happening in the oil and gas boom in North Dakota, they call Ron Ness, one of the country's foremost experts, because obviously what's happening here is an international story. So it's a great opportunity for you to ask anything about the industry. I mean anything. I've seen Ron in action in the way he's able to answer questions for legislators and media. It's really, he's a great resource. So take advantage of it. Ron will be your next hour to take your calls on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to tackle an issue related to a ballot measure on ownership of pharmacies coming up later on in just a few minutes here. In the meantime, wrapping up our conversation from the start of the program on this, I don't know, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous making its way into the newspaper of Fargo-Moorhead, the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead, and whether or not that's appropriate, whether it's class envy, whether it's trying to start a class war, whether it's just plain curiosity, and we're the reason. And Eric, before the break, was talking about, commandments that suggest we should not covet. So, Eric, we had to cut you off. Go ahead and finish your point.
Well, it's just if people had been listening to God for thousands of years, this world would be in a much better state than it is because of things like this. It's a good way to divide and conquer people, and quite frankly, that's what's happening in this nation. And it's very sad to see, and I'm sorry to see it happen here. I'm happy for people if they can afford a house. That's nice. You know, if I could, I would. But it's just nice that we have the opportunity in this country to work hard and to make something of ourselves. And it's just sad to see people seeing something that somebody else has that they want, or they're envious of, or jealous of. And that's, quite frankly, it's wrong. And it's kind of makes me ill because I see it every day. I hear it every day on the news.
Yeah,
so,
I hear you, and I agree with you. I think that is wrong. And Shane, you're gonna have to tell me in my ear who's next. I think it's Brian in Jamestown, but my laptop just died, so I'm gonna okay. But I also think it's fair to spend some time just saying how big of a house do we need. And I'm putting myself up front. I'm not trying to judge anybody else. I'm just asking, and maybe it's just good old fashioned American prosperity, right? Maybe it's just, hey, we're going to do it better than our parents did, and I hope our kids do it better than we did, right? And right. You know, so I don't think anybody should apologize for having a $2 million home. I don't. I mean, you work hard for your money, spend it on what you want. That's what freedom's all about. I'm not trying to be judgmental. I'm just saying, you know, it seems like we need a bigger lake home. We need a 2-car garage used to be a big deal. Now we have 4-car garages, right? I you know, so there's a part of me that worries about that too, Eric. Does that worry you that I worry about that?
Well, no, there is a point where other people need to think about others more as well. I mean, if God blesses you, that there's nothing wrong with having a nice home. But there can be a point where if you don't have a conscience about it, you could go way too far. And that's up to each individual as far as their conscience goes. But for people to sit there and go, you know, I wish I had that. And that's why there's people stealing things. That's why there's people breaking into cars.
And the world owes me.
The world owes, yeah. And the country owes me. And I deserve this. I deserve that. And it's not right. It's not right. Yeah, people should want to work hard. They should want to work. I pay my taxes and I support the country in the best I can. But there are some people, and there's people that are genuinely do need help, and that's fine. But there are other people that don't want to work, they don't want to work hard, and they walk around just looking and just seeing things, and you know, they break into a car or something because they want to take something from somebody because they want something that's not theirs.
I think that's the bigger worry. I think that's the bigger worry, Eric. I do. I appreciate you sharing the story. Call again. Enjoyed your perspective. Let's get Brian and James down here quickly, and then one other call before we go to our guests on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian, quickly.
Hey, you know, the whole thing with them publishing where these people live, how much their houses are worth, I think it's absolutely sickening. If it's public record and we can bring it up on the Supreme Court website, I can look up your tax information. Obviously, people really don't care about it if they have to put it in the newspaper and bring it to light. Now, what's even worse than them publishing the prices of these homes and where these people live? The Jamestown Sun, they actually went through and posted all the income levels for the Jamestown Public Schools. I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. Now, that's public record. I understand it. But what business is it of the newspaper to go out and publish somebody's income? I think they're just reaching a little too far. And like the previous caller said, wow, I mean, there's really nothing else to report on these days.
Yeah, and you know what that does? Is it tends to tell, you know, if you're successful and you want to build a home, you would think twice about it. I'm not going to work somewhere where it's a, you know, my salary is going to be published in the paper, or my home and its value is going to, you know, tend to scare people off a little bit. I mean, again, there's something very odd here that I haven't quite put my finger on it, but you're all helping very much. Okay, last call is on this topic is Stephen Fargo. Stephen Fargo, last call on this topic for now, and we'll return to it maybe later in the hour, later in the program if we have time. Go ahead, Steve, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
I call the question whether or not that 60% or whatever is struggling for food in North Dakota. I'd like to see that substantiated, but let me comment on this, you know, value of homes. And I recently moved, after living in a house for 17 years, to another neighborhood. And it's a nice neighborhood, but it's not extravagant. But it's nicer than the neighborhood I was in before. And the first thing I realized when I got here is that if people are in trades businesses, if they do landscaping, if they do yard work, if they do sprinkler systems, if they do anything relating to providing service to people, they should be really happy that people live in nice homes. Because the difference that I've noticed where I live now is that the number of people that make their living just supporting the lawns and siding and patios of the neighborhood I now live in is huge.
Sure. Yeah, good point.
The jealousy of, oh, they have this and they have that. If people have nicer homes and they have disposable incomes to make them nicer, it means the landscapers, the lawnmowers, the sprinkler people, the carpenters, the plumbers, the remodelers, the home builders, they all have work.
Very good point, and which is another reason I, too, question that 60% struggling for food story. I just don't buy it because, again, the opportunity is right here. Good point. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thanks a ton. 21 before the top of the hour. Going to switch gears here. We're in Watford City today, as I mentioned, at S&S Motors, and wanted to take this opportunity to spend a little time on an issue that we're going to follow during the upcoming legislative session, and that is a ballot initiative in which voters will get to decide for the first time whether to abolish a 1963 state law in North Dakota designed to protect small-town pharmacies. The law in North Dakota requires pharmacies to be owned by local pharmacists or run by hospitals with a local pharmacist on the staff. And if you own a pharmacy, you defend that because you believe it, it allows for more hometown service. If you're Walmart and some of the bigger box stores, you say, this is crazy. Let the free market work. We want to get all perspectives on this. Follow this very closely between now and November as we're going to on all the ballot initiatives as well as all the candidates. And we asked Debbie Larson of Larson Service Drug out of Watford City in Newtown to join us, along with her daughter, Jenna Wallstrom, who's a recent NDSU grad and who's a pharmacist down in Texas. Debbie, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Walking into your drugstore reminds me of my hometown Montevideo Thompson Drug. We all have memories of those sort of hometown local pharmacies and drugstores that were a hub of activity, and yours is right out of a Norman Rockwell painting, so I appreciate what you do. What you do at Larson Service Drug in Watford City and Newtown threatened if the pharmacy ownership laws change in North Dakota?
Absolutely.
Why?
Yes, it is. Well, I guess the main thing I'd like to say about small-town pharmacy is that we are fighting for a way of life, a service that the legislature has visited repeatedly and listened to arguments on both sides, that we are in our small towns. We live there. We go to church with people. Our kids attend the same schools. We support the communities. And we're just an integral part of the community. We're a frontline healthcare provider. In our situation in Watford right now, we see so many people who either don't have time to head to the doctor or maybe can't get an appointment because our providers are so busy. Your local pharmacist is a healthcare provider with quite a bit of training. Pharmacists go to school for 6 or now it's being required to go to school for 7 years. You can get frontline healthcare advice in small towns. You can walk in. You can talk to the owner pharmacist. In most cases, it is the owner pharmacist that runs these stores. We have been able to maintain a good life as a pharmacy owner, but that life has had a lot of obligations too. For most of our working history in Watford, 30 years, my husband's worked 6 days a week. So, you know, there's been a lot of sacrifice on our part because we care so deeply about our patients. We're there every day for them. And I do feel that is jeopardized. In the case of Newtown lost their pharmacy 10 years ago, actually longer than that, 10 years ago. And we were able to set up a telepharmacy there to keep pharmacy services provided during the interim here. Until just recently, we've been able to bring a pharmacist back on staff over there. But for 10 years, we were able to provide service to that town through telepharmacy. And I just don't see corporate pharmacy as willing to provide the level of service to our rural residents across the state. And one other big point I'd like to make, I'm not sure people are aware of, is that Walmart could have pharmacies in every Walmart in North Dakota right now, the way the law is written, with a pharmacist having to own 51%. That means that Walmart could own 49% of a pharmacy and put it in one of their stores. If they truly cared about providing pharmacy services to their patients or their customers who are walking in the door, no one is stopping them from doing that. And as I understand it, there is a pharmacy in a Walmart in Fargo. So they were able to make an arrangement there, and that's probably working well for that area.
Essentially, they could partner with a local pharmacist who would also be an owner and make an arrangement in space and whatever. I see what you're saying. We should also point out that this has been debated how many times in the legislature, right? I mean, this is
numerous times.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
another important point to make is that the ownership law doesn't just apply to pharmacies. It applies to multiple businesses that require the services of a trained and licensed professional to run. We're talking dentists, optometrists, attorneys, CPAs, engineers, there's others. Even
so,
family
this
farms,
is a
they're
very
all
interesting.
Protected.
Hold on one.
Or
hold that thought, if you would, Debbie. We'll take a quick break. Come back on more on this conversation. This time. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot, 701-721-1252. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com.
Anxiously standing at the start of her first triathlon, she realizes she didn't swim in ocean in training to quit now. After a fall on the bike ride, she could have thrown in the towel. Instead, she used it to stop the bleeding. Through the loss of her mother and four rounds of chemo, she has endured. So what's another 3 miles?
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you. MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now, we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. Brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow and High Plains Apache. Tell you more about them coming up in a moment. Finishing our conversation with Debbie Larson from Larson Service Drug. Watford City and Newtown, and talking about the ballot initiative. You mentioned this law that pharmacies are under regarding majority being local ownership is not unique to pharmacies in North Dakota. Attorneys are probably, I didn't know that. So you're saying attorneys, all law firms have to be owned by a majority of North Dakotans?
That is what I have been told, that the legislature in North Dakota repeatedly has decided that the citizens of North Dakota are served best
when the actual trained professional owns the business. That when you do business with someone like that, you know who's at the top of the business. You know who's calling the shots. And the North Dakota Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court has upheld that law as being reasonable. And the legislature has listened to the pros and cons of this argument numerous times, and they feel that it really is in the best interest of the citizens in North Dakota. Over 50% of the citizens in our state are served by rural pharmacies across the state. And we're a number of them, and right now we're operating on pretty thin margins. Most of the prescriptions in North Dakota are sold through what you pay is determined by your prescription drug insurance. So, and insurance companies have cut the margins down pretty thin. And if small town pharmacies lose much business at all, that margin may be enough that, you know, they just decide to close. And then you're going to have a number of communities across the state who lose their choice and lose their access and are forced to drive, you know, many miles, because you aren't going to see a Walmart set up a pharmacy in Newtown, North Dakota.
But that's why I'm asking, and there's no chance, most likely, of Newtown. There is some talk of big box Watford City these days. But I think, you know, most often I'm going to be a free market guy to say, let the market sort all that out, right? I mean, I go to a locally owned small town pharmacy, right? And I love the personal service, and they mail it, and I can call them. They know me. I love that, right? And I wouldn't go to Walmart for prescriptions on a bet, right? But I also believe in the free market to sort that out, and believe if Debbie, your service is better, or I'll bet you'd love it for your daughter to come back, who we're going to talk to in a moment here. And, you know, so if I go to Debbie or I go to Jenna.
I should butt in.
Say that again.
Jenna Wallstrom, she is a pharmacist at our store in Watford. We happen to both be in Texas at the moment at a market here, and she's actually had to step out to go to an appointment. So you're going to just have to talk to me here for a little bit. But you bring
That's
up
okay, but she's already back here.
Right.
She's already back here.
And thanks to the boom, we were able to provide her a job and hire another pharmacist as well. Prior to the boom, we never could have been able to afford that. So that has been.
So here's my absolutely, and that's why we're in Watford City so often, because people just need to see this. I mean, that's the opportunities here are amazing. But what I'm saying is, if this law changed and Walmart came down the street here in Watford City, why are you not both able to exist?
Right. Okay. That's a really good point. What we have seen happen in other states, and the more and more we see people getting their medications covered by prescription drug insurance, what's happening in a lot of states is something called preferred contracts. And that's where an employer may choose an insurance plan, and that insurance plan will say, okay, I'm going to provide you with your prescriptions for this price, but your employees have to get their prescriptions at CVS or Walmart or whatever. So my fear is that if we allow corporate pharmacy in, and with all the prescription drug coverage, that we're going to see that preferred contract situation entering into our state, such that even if you want to go to continue your relationship with me, if you want to take advantage of using your prescription drug insurance, you might be forced to go to a pharmacy that's not of your choosing. We already
under that scenario, in other words, if my health care provider says, no, you got to buy it at Walmart, if there's a Walmart, Walmart comes in, I might love going to Larson Service Drug, but I'm not going to have a choice anymore. That's what you're saying,
right?
Under that scenario.
And that is one of my fears, and that might be something for your investigative people to look into, because I have heard from colleagues in other states that they're having a big problem with that.
I was just gonna, we only have a minute left, and I wanted to get in, where this law doesn't exist, our price is lower, because that's what the argument is. There's a Reuters story today that quotes you, and it talks about a study that prices are lower where you don't have a law like this. Is that accurate?
Prices are lower in North Dakota than they are in other places. That Reuters study, if I'm thinking about the article that we were quoted in, a Reuters reporter surveyed independent pharmacies in North Dakota, found the range of price on a particular drug from $10 to $59.95.
and they called a CVS and got a quote of about $150 for that same drug. So in that case, that, you know, minute little study on one particular drug, I mean, the price was considerably less at independent pharmacies. And there's all kinds of choice in North Dakota right now. There are hundreds of small town pharmacies. There are pharmacies in the larger towns across this state owned by multiple different owners. And that is the absolute free market at its best.
Interesting point. Interesting point. Debbie, this is the debate we've just scratched the surface on today, but I really appreciate you joining us and sharing your side of the story. We're going
to
follow this very closely up
until
November.
If you have any further questions, I would love to talk to you about it again.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.